This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. In its regular meeting last night, the Batesville City Council passed a resolution to issue revenue bonds of $14 million. They are to finance the construction of a new facility for Woodlawn Nursing Home in East Batesville, located right across from the present facility. It will be composed of 85,000 square feet of space and contain 140 beds. Also last night, the Batesville Council heard that Randy Luster had resigned from the Airport Commission. He was replaced by Stephen Smart. And Joe Don Reynolds was reappointed and Robin Brock appointed to the Public Facilities Commission. And Batesville Mayor Rick Ellenbaugh declared May 21st as National Kids to Park Day. A Community Drive Independence County woman has been charged in circuit court with non-financial identity fraud. Court records say a Batesville doctor's office reported a woman had been treated by them who provided them with a name, date of birth, social security number, and insurance information under the name of Agiba Hernandez. The insurance company denied payment of a $1,000 bill that the doctor's office sent the insurance company because they were currently covering another subject with the same name and same information in Laredo, Texas. Prosecutors say police found the local woman, 38-year-old Elizabeth Madrid Carrillo, was an illegal immigrant and knew the information she supplied the doctor's office was fraudulent. According to the court documents, Carrillo had been an illegal immigrant for the past 10 years and has lived in Arkansas for the past 7. The court records also say Carrillo obtained the fraudulent Social Security card from an unnamed person in Batesville, and as a result of getting the card, she was able to get a job at a local company and was able to obtain an insurance policy under the name of Agiba Hernandez. Carrillo's bond under the charge was set at $10,000. And a DeQueen, Arkansas health care clinic that was built to treat the region's Hispanic population is shutting down in October because of lack of funding. That's when the four-year grant for the DeQueen Minority Care Clinic runs out. It had provided health care to about 60 patients. And officials in Texarkana, Texas, say a mother and her two children died this morning in a house fire. The victims' names haven't been released, but the Bowie County Sheriff said the children were ages 8 and 11. And Dateline Tupelo, Mississippi, Bancorp South says it's shutting 23 bank branches in 6 states, including Arkansas. The branches are being closed this summer because they haven't seen enough growth in business to cover their expenses. The closings will start in August. And 2 men accused of participating in the firebombing of an interracial couple's house has pleaded guilty to conspiracy. The U.S. Department of Justice says Dustin Hammond and Jake Murphy entered the pleas yesterday. Prosecutors say Hammond and Murphy admitted they and 2 other men on January 14th planned the firebombing of the couple's home near Hardy. Officials say they rode with Jason Barnwell and Gary Dobson to the location, constructed the explosives, a Molotov cocktail, and threw it at the mobile home. Officials say the couple also was barraged with racial slurs and threatened with future violence. The couple wasn't hurt. Barnwell, Dobson, and Wendy Trebig are scheduled to go on trial May 31st.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.